What a nice rain.
下的雨不错哈。
In our experience, we may run into some situation like this, like we got stuck.
我们人生中常常会遇到一些状况哈，就好像我们被卡住了。
Sometimes maybe for our job or career.
有时候是因为我们的事业、我们的工作。
Sometimes maybe our health or finance.
有时候是我们的健康、我们的财务。
Well, maybe sometimes it's a personal relationship.
哦，有时候是我们的人际关系。
Between a husband and wife.
丈夫与妻子
，parents and children，
父母之间
，or colleagues or classmates，
或者是同学或者是同事之间。
You believe that you have tried your best。
你觉得你已经尽力了
？With your time, energy, and resources，
你已经把你所有的资源，包括你的时间、你的精力，你都投入了。
And you thought you put everything under control。
你认为你已经所有的事情都在你掌控之中了
？But it didn't work that way。
但是这不是这个道理，不是这样的。
You run into some kind of a bottleneck, lack of effectiveness.
你觉得你好到了一个紧瓶的地方啊，没有办法有很有效率。
Even though you even tried harder,
你甚至是更加的努力。
But actually, it get worse, and you got into like a mud in the mud.
事实上，你反而觉得好像更阻碍更大，你好像陷在一个泥沼之中。
You feel discouraged and disappointed.
然后你觉得非常的失望，非常的不开心。
Sometimes also in our ministry, we run into that situation.
那有时候我们的侍奉的时候，在神的侍奉中也会遇到这样的情况。
Hopefully today we through the Bible will try to find some answer. Hopefully Lord will shed some light for us.
希望今天我们在神的话语里面，我们可以看到一些亮光，神会告诉我们一些事情。
In Mark chapter 10, verse 46.
马可福音第十章。
Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging.
马可福音第十章第四十六节，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出入耶利哥的时候。有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪马，坐在路旁。
So we see there is a big crowd over there.
我们知道这个有很大的一个群众。
Jesus and his disciples and lots of people gathering around them.
然后耶稣跟着门徒们，还有很多很多人都在跟一大群人跟随着他们。
Somehow Jesus was kind of a celebrity.
耶稣就好像一个是所谓的这个
名人
呢。
It's a lot of noise and people crowding and gathering, and they may be very excited about to see a celebrity and curiosity and lots of fun.
就好像这个明星似的哈，有很多的跟着耶稣，很多的人潮，很多的群众，很多的闹声，然后他们觉得好像这是一个好像很有意思的一件事情。
And beyond those big crowd, there is a person.Just sit by there, and his name is Bartimaeus.
然后这个在这个很热闹嘈杂的人群之中，有一个人孤孤单单的坐在那里，就是这个叫做巴迪买的这个乞丐讨饭的。
He got family members, his father.
我们知道他也有家人呐、他的爸爸叫做迪买呀。
And he was a blind person.
然后他是一个瞎子。
And He is begging people.
然后他是一个讨饭的瞎子。
Don't take it light about a blind person. Actually, a blind person, he still can do something.
你们不要以为瞎子好像就是一点用都没有，其实瞎子还是可以做一些事情的。
He can do something that his hand can reach.
然后他包括他的手可以伸出去。
And if anything that his hands can reach, he may do it very familiar.And he can be very skillful.
然后只要他那个手能够所及的地方，他就可以慢慢可以熟悉一些状况，是很有用的。
Have you seen a blind man using his walking stick?
你们有没有看到一个瞎子用他的那个拐棍呢
？Is he better than you?
他们是比你更会用呢
？And also the blind man that maybe his hearing is much stronger than you or more sensitive than you.
也是我们知道瞎子他们的听力就非常的敏锐，比你的更好。
And they can verify the people's walking sound.
他们从人的脚步声就可以知道这个人是谁。
Maybe this is an adult, or maybe just a child.
哦，也许这个人是一个成年人，也许这是一个小孩子足声。
A man or a woman.
甚至连男人跟女人都能够听得出来。
Or maybe a crowd or just individual.
也是一大群人或者只是一个人。
They need to be very, very clear what's the people coming toward him.
他们必须要能够分辨非常清楚迎面来的是什么样的人。
When they need to look up their face or reach out their hand to beg.
当他们必须要扬起脸，把手伸出去讨的时候，乞讨的时候
，This need to be precisely，
必须要非常精准的。
Maybe for a man, he may give a try。
也许是如果是人，男人的话，他就会呼喊出来。
Maybe just boys, then he just give up。
如果是一个小孩的话，知道他小孩没什么钱了，他就不会理这个小孩。
Maybe for a man, maybe he would not try。Maybe they are very, very sketchy.
Okay, I don't get.
Maybe a woman,、oh. then they will try. Maybe they are sympathetic.
哦，如果是女人的话，她们就会很努力的去求，因为知道女人都大部分比较有同情心。
And this is his skill for a living.
这是他求生的一个技巧。
He need to be very good at this.
他必须要非常非常到位的。
So he can do something.
所以他也可以做一些事情。
And that something may be very good. He is very good at that something.
然后在这个行业里面，他是一个专家。
And I bet he tried his best.
那我相信他一定是尽了他的全力。
But he ends up at the roadside.
但是即使他尽了全力，他结果还是被冷落在这个路的旁边。
He gets stuck and go nowhere.
然后他就等于是卡在那里，上下不得。
In our life, we may run into the same situation.
然后我们在我们人生中也可能遭遇过同样的事情。
We call this is a blind spot.
我们说这个叫做
盲点。Do you know your blind spot in your career, maybe relationship, maybe ministry?
各位，你们知道你们所谓的在你们事业中、人际关系中，甚至神的侍奉中的盲点吗
？Here we try to show us a spiritual blindness.
这里我们讲的是一个属灵的盲点。
Maybe even a spiritual beggar.
甚至是一个属灵里面的乞丐。
He need to beg to make his living.
他必须要求才能够得生活，才能够讨到生活。
So this is a big group over there. Everybody enjoy and exciting.
那我们知道这一边是一大群人，大家都很兴奋的哦，很多事情在发生。
But this is a lonely person, blind person.
啊，这边就是冷冷落落，就这么一个瞎子。
In verse 47, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David."Have mercy on me.
第四十七节，我们看到他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。”
So he can hear very clearly, even though the crowd is apart from him.
那我们知道，即使有很多的群众的嘈杂的声音，这个人仍然能够听得非常的清楚。
And what he had heard is Jesus of Nazareth.
他听到的就是拿撒勒的耶稣。
Nazareth, this is a tiny, tiny town.
那我们知道拿撒勒是一个非常非常小的一个村子。
And Philip, he met Jesus and eagerly to find Nathan there to tell him that he met Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth.
那我们知道在马太福音的时候提到说，腓力遇到耶稣以后，就急忙去找他的好朋友，就是拿单业。
And he said, "I met Messiah."
然后他就很兴奋地跟拿单说：“我看见，我遇到了救主了，弥赛亚了。”
And that Messiah is the Jesus from Nazareth.
那这个救主呢，就是从拿撒勒来的耶稣。
And Nathan there respond like say, "Nazareth, can anything good coming out from there?"
那我们知道拿单也反应就说啊，拿撒勒，那里面会出什么了不起的人物呢？
In Arizona, there is a tiny town. Year 2000, total population is 116 people.
我们在亚利桑那州有一个地方哈，整个这个城这个镇里面的人数就是116个人。
And when they want to form the city, they get together.
如果他们要成立一个城市的时候，他们就通通聚在一起。
And the very first question to bring up is, what are we going to call this city?
然后呢，第一个问题说，哦，我们要叫这个城市给它命名什么样的一个命名呢？
So later, the final one is they call the city Y.
Why?
Why?
他们后来决定就是把这个城市起名叫做为什么，这个城市名就叫为什么。
Because in the future, people ask, why you guys stay here? Say, why not? Why?
因为他觉得一定会有人问说，哦，你们这个小城市，你们这些人为什么要留在这里？就会问说，你们为什么要留在这里？他们就会说，为什么不呢？
Because people will ask, why you guys form a city? Why? So this is the name of the city called Why.
所以这个城市就说，我们就知道为什么，因为大家一定会有很多的为什么，为什么，为什么。
And Nazareth is a town like a why.
那我们知道拿撒勒这个小的城啊，就像那个为什么亚历山大说那个为什么城一样。
Nobody knows.
没有人知道的。
But when that blind man heard people talk about Jesus from Nazareth, that means it's a despicable term for Jesus.
但是当这个瞎子听到这个拿撒勒的耶稣的时候，他知道这是一个尊称。
But to him, then he started to call out or shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
然后他就开始大声的呼喊说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
”Actually, God has talked to David, saying, God promised David, say, since your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me, your throne will be established forever.
那我们知道大卫曾经应许，上帝耶和华曾经应许大卫，给他立约说，你的家、你的国必永远存在。
So they know Son of David will come and be reign, and also will be that Messiah.
所以犹太人都知道，就是大卫的子孙，从大卫子孙里面会出一个弥赛亚。
So son of David actually is, as Jew is the Messiah.
所以对犹太人说，大卫的子孙其实就是弥赛亚的意思。
God's promise.
因为这是神跟他们立的约，答应的应许。
So this blind man, what he had heard is Jesus of Nazareth.
所以这个瞎子听到说，哦，拿撒勒来的耶稣。
But he cried out, "Is son of David."
但他呼喊出来是什么？是大卫的子孙。
So even though he was blind, but he got the revelation, and he had that faith, and call him son of David.
所以即使说他是一个眼睛瞎的人，但是他心灵是明亮的，所以他知道这个弥赛亚是从大卫的子孙里面出来的。
The book in our hands.Some people may just call it book. But for us, through the revelation and faith, then we call it Bible.
所以对有些人来说，我们手里这本书就是一个书而已。但是对我们神有亮光的人，我们认为这是一个圣经，是神的圣言。
When you heard the sermon, it can be man's lecture. But through faith and revelation, then that can be God's message.
所以有的人听到讲道，认为就是人讲的一篇东西，但是从神的光照与你的信心而来的话，就是一篇神的道。
Jesus of Nazareth, and now turn to Son of David.
所以从一个拿撒勒的耶稣变成大卫的子孙。
He was got stuck.
那这个瞎子他是等于是卡在一个地方了。
But now this is the turning point.
这是他的整个人生的一个转捩点。
So he was revealed that this is son of David, the one God promised to come.
所以他心里亮光就告诉他说，这是一个大卫的子孙，是神所派遣来的。
So actually he shouted.
所以事实上他是用很大的声音在那边喊出来的。
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧，很大的声音的。
And then verse 48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
好，有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发的大声喊说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
See, for this blind man, since he was childhood, he was, maybe time has come, he stumbled and fell over, and he was wailing. But people say, shh.
那我们说这瞎子从小就是瞎子，所以常常就跌跌撞撞的一辈子了。这时候他是用很大，等于是哭喊的一种声音喊出来的时候，别人对他反应就是让他嘘，静声，不要出声。
And when he felt how broken and suffered, maybe he started to cry, and people say, "Shut up."
所以当他在觉得很痛苦，在哭喊的时候，别人对他反应就说，闭嘴，静声，不要出声。
And because he was blind, so he could be bullied and teased all the time, and he got angry, and people say, "Quiet."
所以因为他是瞎子，所以他可以说在很痛苦的时候的时候，想要有所发泄的时候，人们对他的反应就是说，不要做声。
And he got grievance and suffered wrongly treatment, and he sighed, and people say, "Silent."
所以当他觉得他受了伤害，他的心里很痛苦的时候，很悲伤的时候，别人对他的反应就是说，你不要作声。
All his life, quiet is not a stranger.
他这一辈子这句话不要作声对他来说不是一个陌生的字语。
He was lonely all the time.
他这一辈子都是一个孤孤单单的一个人。
Yes, he can be asked to be quiet again all the time, but not this time.
同样的，他也可以像以往一样，别人跟他说闭嘴的时候，他就不作声了。但是这一次不同。
He cried out, "Jesus, Son of David." He wanted to grasp this final opportunity, maybe the only opportunity.
所以他甚至不但不静声，反而更大声的喊大卫的子孙，因为他知道这是他很可能是他最后的一次机会，也是他唯一的机会。
I just don't care how people rebuke me this time.
他说这一次我就不管别人怎么样责备我。
He shouted and screamed.
说他大声的呼喊说
desperately and passionately with zeal and fervor.
然后就是很绝望的，很等于是孤注一掷的喊出来。
Shamelessly, with bursts of outcry and exploding struggle.
然后很挣扎的，然后是很不觉得羞愧的，就发出这个声音来。
Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me.
可怜我吧，可怜我吧，可怜我吧。
Have we ever cried out to him for whatever we encounter?
我们曾经有没有这样的经验，就是为我们所遭遇的事情发出这样的呼喊呢？可怜我吧，可怜我吧，可怜我吧。
This blind man called out to Jesus, "Have mercy on me."
这个瞎子向耶稣呼喊出来说，可怜我吧，可怜我吧，可怜我吧。
Do you know your pastor cried out to Jesus like this many, many times?
各位，你知道我做牧师曾不数次的为这样的向耶稣呼喊出可怜我的声音。
Sometimes I don't know what to do.
很多时候我是不知道该如何了。
I know that I'm incapable.
我知道我是一个无能的。
I ask for his mercy.
我就哭求他的怜悯，可怜。
In verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you."
我们看第49节，耶稣就站住说，叫他过来。他们就叫那瞎子对他说，放心起来，他叫你了。
Actually, at that time, Jesus was walking with the big crowd.
其实这个时候，耶稣是跟着群众一直在那边走的。
And this blind man was just at the roadside corner.
那这个瞎子就是在那个路旁边那个小小的一个角落。
But Jesus stopped.
但是耶稣就为他停下来了。
Jesus was caught by this blind man.
等于是耶稣是被这个瞎子给网住一样。
The blind man really shocked Jesus.
这个瞎子就给耶稣一个很大的震撼。
See over here, if you call Jesus from your heart and you cry out from your spirit, he will hear you.
所以当你从灵里面发出这个呼喊的时候，你呼求耶稣的时候，他会听到的。
And when Jesus said, call him, wow, this is the moment.
当耶稣站住说叫他过来的时候，这就是一个最重要的一个时刻。
See, in our spiritual journey, you need to hear He said, call you.
So, 在你一个属灵的旅途中，你必须要能听到神的声音，当他叫你的时候，那个声音。
Then your spiritual journey will become real, so real.
那你这个属灵的经历就变成一个真实的、非常活灵活现的一个经验。
Have you heard His voice spoken to you while you read the Bible?
各位，当你在读圣经的时候，你有没有听到他的声音，对你说的话的声音
？Or during your prayer，
在你祷告的时候，你有没有听到他的声音
？Or at your quiet time，
说、当你在沉静的时候、静默的时候，有没有听到他的声音呢
？Whenever we hear his voice， great thing is going to happen。
当我们听到他的声音的时候，大事情就要发生了。
Wonderful thing is coming。
好的事情就要来了。
And it is a time to cheer up.
就是你必须要欢呼的时候就到来临了。
Jesus is calling me.
耶稣在呼喊我哎。
Verse 50. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus.
第五十节，瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里。
When he heard Jesus calling him, he threw away his cloak, his clothes. And this clothes actually is the only thing, maybe the only possession to keep him warm in the night.
所以这个瞎子的反应就是丢下衣服跳起来。那我们知道这个衣服等于是他很可能他是唯一的拥有的东西。这个衣服是让他晚上能够保暖的。
Was it precious to him?
这个外衣对他来说是不是非常重要呢?
Was it very important to him?
是一个非常不可缺的东西呢?
But because of Jesus, everything he can throw it away.
但是因为耶稣来了，呼喊他，他就可以把一切都可以抛开了。
Maybe this cloak is trying to cover him. And maybe this is just what we call our faith.
也许这个外衣是用来包裹他的，也许这个外衣就是我们的所谓的信心。
面子。
哦，面子 ，face。OK。
When you run to Jesus, you can throw away your face.
说当你去朝着耶稣奔向的时候，你可以把你的面子什么都抛开的。
Have mercy on me.
你就可以高声的喊说：“耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
”Have mercy on me.
可怜我吧。
I want you.
我需要你。我要你。
And he jumped.
那这个人你看他是跳起来的。
He may have already sat down there for a whole day. It's not that easy to jump.
那我们知道这个瞎子在路边大概很可能也坐了一整天了，所以让他马上跳起来不是一件容易的事。
The relationship between we and Jesus need action.
我们与耶稣之间的这个关系必须要有行动的。
If you got response, you need to show your reaction.
说你必须对耶稣要有所反应的，要有所行动的。
Once he called you, try not to fooling around.
当耶稣呼喊你的时候，请各位不要延迟，不要在那边还在那边自顾自的去玩耍。
And he came to Jesus.
这个人就马上来到耶稣那里。
See, he was blind, actually. When Jesus started to say, call him, his ears focus. That is the direction. I'm going to that direction. That is the Jesus. I'm going to him.
所以我们知道，既然这个人是瞎子的话，他的耳朵就特别敏锐。耶稣一叫，说是叫他过来的时候，他就开始朝着耶稣这个方向去。
And we will see, verse 51 said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
我们看到51节，耶稣说，要我为你做什么呢？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。拉波尼就是夫子的意思。
Is it a very simple relationship?
这是不是一个很单纯的关系呢？
We and Jesus, we need to keep that simple relationship.
我们跟耶稣就是要维持这样一个很单纯的、单一的关系。
There is no bureaucracy between Jesus and us.
这里没有什么高低上下之分的。
What do you want?
很直接的，你要什么？
What do you want?
你要什么？
I want to see.
我要看见。
See, if you respond to Jesus' offer, you should always ask with the verb, not the noun.
当耶稣问你的时候，我们必须要回答的时候，一定要用一个动词，千万不要用名词哦，各位。
I want to see.
我要看见。
I want to go.
我要去。
Not I want money.
不是说我要钱，一个名词。
That's a noun.
Yeah, 钱是一个名词。
So you need to understand that the Lord, that when you ask, you need to present the verb, the action.
所以当耶稣问你要什么的时候，哎，各位千万不要错过这个机会啊！要回答正确，就是要用动词来回答。
And the relationship is full of simplicity and purity.
我们与主之间的关系是充满了一种单一、单纯，一种纯净。
So he, Jesus, go ahead and just ask, "What do you want?"
所以耶稣就很直接问他说：“你要什么？”
And he responded, simple answer, "I want to see."
他的回答就非常简单：“我要看见。”
And Jesus said, "Go, your faith."Has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
I have looked up probably 12 versions of Bible, and 10 versions all said your faith has healed you, but not saved you.
我大概查了将近有大概12个不同版本的圣经，其中有10个版本是说，你去吧，你的信医治了你，不是救了你，是医治的意思。
This really brings a lot of encouragement to me.
这个对我是一个非常大的鼓励。
Because I've told you that the very last year for Jesus' ministry focused on discipleship.
作为这过去一年中我的这个重心就是摆在这个门徒训练当中。
Your faith has saved you. That means at the very beginning of our salvation, saved you.
如果当我们讲说你的信心救了你，就表示说你的信心在信心的刚开始第一步，你得救了。
But this mention is your faith has healed you.
但这里讲的说，你的信心医治了你。
Heal means I was healthy but became sick, and now I need to be healed. So that's something to make it right, make it correct.
我们谈到这个医治，表示这个人原来是一个健康的人，后来生病了，变成不健康，然后需要能够让把它变成又健康。
See, the third year ministry actually truly focused on the disciple. So over here, it's not just trying to tell the disciple, oh, faith will save you from the very beginning for salvation. It's not. It's trying to talk to them for the ministry. Your ministry may get into a blind spot, and you got stuck, and you don't know how to go, and you are frustrated. But the faith turned back to me. I will open your sight and let you see what went wrong. And then you can start over again. And that faith will heal you, will correct you.
所以我们知道这个时候已经是耶稣的这个门徒的这个侍奉事工已经是第三年了，所以已经超过第一年所谓的得救的这个阶段。所以耶稣现在要告诉他们，就是说你们常常会遇到一些卡住你们的事情，那这个时候你就必须要得到医治，必须要能够得到改正。所以这个时候你们的信心如果把你再带回到我这里来的时候，我就会帮助你们，医治你们，帮你们改正过来。
So at the very beginning, I mentioned to you, maybe your career or job, maybe your health condition or financial condition, maybe your relationship, you got some problem, you got stuck, even though you try so hard, but go nowhere, just like that blind man sitting at the roadside.
我开始的时候跟各位提到，就是我们常常会有些很多东西有问题的，好比说我们的事业、我们的家庭、我们的财务等等。就好像这个瞎子一样，就是很卡在这个路的旁边，进退不得。我今天讲的就是这个情况。
But you need to call out to Jesus with your zeal and passion. Have mercy on me.
这个时候你要做的就是用你的等于是身体里面全部的力量，能够喊出这句话说：“耶稣，我需要你。”
And the faith and the revelation will lift you up from Jesus of Nazareth to Son of David.
这个时候，你的信心，你心里的亮光就会帮助你，能够转换从这个拿撒的耶稣，让你能够认识耶稣，成为一个大卫的子孙的耶稣。
He was not just a good man, a good teacher. He is the Messiah, your Savior.
他不只是一个伟大的教师而已，他是你的救主，是弥赛亚。
And once he talked to you, he wanted to give you guidance. You need to respond immediately, no hesitation.
当他跟你交谈，当他跟你谈话的时候，他会要给你指引。这个时候，你必须要马上有所反应，不能够有所延误。
You should even throw away the cloak, the clothes, the face.
你要把一切的抛光，你的外衣、你的面子，通通抛开。
You just walk directly to what he instruction.
你就笔直的照着他所指示的去走。
See, we try our very best in our ministry, but this is the wisdom that Lord will guide us, that you will find you get to nowhere.
我们常常在侍奉里面，尽了很多很多力量，做了很多的努力。但是神的智慧告诉我们说，你经常这样是，走不到，等于是走到一个死胡同一样。
I mentioned once saying for the ministry, actually the very first step is to find that I cannot.
我也提到说，当你做侍奉的时候，你第一件事情要做的、知道的就是。我有所不能。
If that ministry keep on telling you you are capable, you are good, that is not the ministry that Lord will give you.
所以当你在侍奉时，如果你一直得到信心，就说哦，我做得很好，我很有能力，我好能干等等这些的话，这个其实不是做神的事工。
The more you did, the more exciting and more popular, and you receive so many compliments. This is not the ministry God gave you.
如果当你做的轰轰烈烈的时候，得到很多众人的赞赏的时候，各位，这往往不是神要你所做的事工。
The way that you run into the ministry is try to find I am not capable. Without Him, I cannot do anything. That is the ministry.
所以神的事工往往是你在做的时候觉得我是就做不到的。我如果没有他的话，我就是做不到的。这个就是神要给你的事工。
Then you start to understand that His guidance.
这个时候你才能够去明白他的指引。
And the purpose in your life.
也找到你人生里面的一个意义跟中心。
I pray to everybody here, try to find the very best opportunity to cry out to Him, say, "Have mercy on me."
我恳求诸位各位，在任何的抓住任何的机会，能向他呼喊，可怜我吧，耶稣，可怜我吧。
See, look at this blind person.
我们看看这个瞎子。
After Jesus healed him, then he started to follow Jesus along the road.
我们看到，当耶稣救了他以后，他就怎么样？他就立刻就在路上跟随耶稣。
He followed Jesus.
他就马上跟随耶稣。
We got stuck because we may not follow Jesus.
我们常常就过不了这关，就是因为我们没有办法跟随耶稣。
And along the road, he walked in the main road.
然后当他跟随耶稣的时候，他走的是大道。
Not sitting at the roadside.
不再是坐在旁边一个小道上面。
He walked in the will of God.
他是走在神的旨意当中。
He was on the right track.
他是走在一个对的路上。
So for the ministry, we don't need to hold on so much about our faith, how we look in our ministry.
所以当我们侍奉神的时候，人的这些所谓的面子啊，什么这些都不重要，都要抛开的。
Hopefully, Lord will bring you to the point that you call out to Him, have mercy on me.
所以希望你们各位能够随时能够喊呼喊说，主啊，可怜我。
Let us go to Him.
让我们来救主。
Lord, we thank you for your patience and mercy.
主，我们感谢你的耐心，你的恩典。
You know our hearts.
你知道我们的心。
We love you.
我们爱你。
Because you love us so much.
因为你先如此的爱我们。
We want to try our best to maybe in our family, in our career.
我们往往是要在我们的事业跟家庭中要尽力的。
Even in our ministry.
甚至在我们的侍奉当中
，We may get stuck，
但是我们往往遇到一些障碍。
Lord, give us the faith, call upon your name, have mercy on me。
主啊，给我们这样能够向你呼喊可怜我的这种信心。
And we want you to point us where is our blind spot。
然后我们求主，你能够指出我们的盲点。
And give us the zeal to follow you.
给我们这种追随你的热心。
So we will walk along you and follow you.
然后我们可以跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.